السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته. مفتي صاحب، I hope you are in the best of health. May Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health. May Allah Ta'ala take great work of deen from you and may the ummah benefit. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Hazrat Mufti Saab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Ameen, ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the Mubarak honorable day of Jumu'ah, Friday the 25th of Safar 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 37, Surah Safat, and verses number 105 to 109. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentioned the great sacrifice made by Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Abraham peace be upon him, and his beloved son Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam. We as Muslims, that is our firm belief and is not up for negotiation. The Jewish and Christian people, many of them or majority of them believe the person who was supposed to be sacrificed is Ishaq alayhi salam, Isaac peace be upon him. We reject that. Remember, it is Ismail alayhi salam, or Ishmael as the Jutlas pronounce it. So that's not the major issue. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala give the glad tidings to Abraham, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Chapter 37, verse number 105. Qad swaddaqta ar-ru'ya. When you have a verb in the past tense, swaddaqta is in the past tense, and it is preceded by qad, it means definitely, surely, positively, for ta'kid and tawkid. So qad swaddaqta ar-ru'ya, indeed you fulfilled your dream, you passed with flying colors, you have passed with kamlu day, O Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. And because you fulfilled your side of the pledge and you passed flying colors, so inna kadhalika najzil muhsinin. Similarly, in this manner we reward those people who fulfill their duty with beauty, fulfill their duty sincerely. So Almighty Allah elevating him, Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, his nami is Megrami, honorable name, mentioned 69 times in the noble Quran, chapter 14 dedicated to him. And everybody suddenly wants to attach and connect themselves to Abraham, Ibrahim and Abraham. Allah Jalla Wala makes it clear, there is no such thing as Abrahamic accord. You can't have jokers and people who are rapers and people who are guilty of felony and major crimes coming and fooling the people. Remember, we have only one deen and one religion, and that is Islam. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam and every prophet and messenger from Adam right up to Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam to Prophet Muhammad peace be upon him sallallahu alayhi sallam was, is, will always be a Muslim, selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people. chapter 3, verse 67. مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Abraham, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, was never a Jew, nor a Christian, nor an idol worshipper. Nay, but he was Muhanifa, a person who turned away from all the false religions and ideologies. And he was a Muslim, one who submitted, surrendered willingly, lovingly, sincerely to Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. Chapter 3, verse 67. Inna kadhalika nazil muhsinin. So we will reward you handsomely. Now this trial you had to take your beloved son. And after so many years, then he was born. And remember, Allah accepted your dua. Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu salam, whom we will discuss in tomorrow's lesson, inshaAllah, inshaAllah al-Aziz. When Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam's Milad Mubarak honorable birth took place, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam was 86 years old. And when he, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu salam, Isaac was born, then remember he was 100 years old. Hence the gap between the two brothers is 14 years according to the Bible and so forth. إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينُ. Indeed, this was a huge, huge, great trial, a very, very big test and a trial for both father and son. But both passed it with flying colors, and their name will shine forever, and we will commemorate them forever. Therefore, Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam was asked, or hadith in Mustafa Ahmad, when the Sahaba, the companions asked, Ma hadhil adahi ya Rasulullah, what is this Qurbani? What is this sacrifice? On the 10th, 11th, 12th of Zulhijjah, we sacrifice these animals, the goat, the sheep, the cow, the camel. What is all this about? Qala hiya sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. It is the sunnah, the way and the method of your spiritual father, Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. So now the life is spared of Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. But what is the substitute? وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبِحِنَ عَظِيمٌ وَفَدَيْنَاهُ. And we gave a ransom. We gave a ransom. Who can give a ransom? Only He, Almighty Allah. Who can make the sun rise and the sunset? Who can send the snow? Who can send the rain? Only He, Almighty Allah, Jalla wala. So we sent it and gave the ransom. بِذِبْحِنَ عَظِيمٌ. What a magnificent kabsh. What is kabsh? Kabsh is Arabic, and that refers to a ram. So therefore, now the ram came, Jibreel alayhi salatu salam brought it, and that was the magnificent substitute. So that was sacrificed, and father and son had passed the test. So we will commemorate them every year and annually to remind ourselves. We have to make self-sacrifice. That the Palestinians in Gaza al-Mubarakah, in Dufatul Gharbiyah, the West Bank, learn all these Arabic Islamic terms, are showing the world what is sacrifice, self-sacrifice. We will give everything and show this Ummah a lesson which they have forgotten, because we live in the lap of luxury. وَجَعَلَكُمْ muluka, and Almighty Allah made you like kings. And today, what is the Muslim today? Kana, pina, sona, pahana, just eat, drink, sleep, and watch TV, and kill time, and waste time, and then go and defecate and urinate. So that is what is happening today. As far as the Muslim rulers, Arab rulers go, Almighty Allah taught us in chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse number 46, that Almighty Allah in the Battle of Tabuk, in the 90th of the Hijrah, during the month of Rajab, 30,000 Sahaba assembled, and they said, we are ready, Ya Rasulullah, Labbaik Ya Rasulullah, we are going to march, we will come walking, we will make every sacrifice. And then the Sahaba, what sacrifices they made. They were munafikin, hypocrites at that time in Medina. Every one of them who stayed behind and lagged behind gave some fairy tale excuse. So Almighty Allah Jalla ولا states, ولكن كره الله بآثهم فثبتهم وقيل قعودوا مع القاعدين. Almighty Allah hated that they come with. Allah Ta'ala made them stay behind and stay with those who are sitting. So that goes through for MBS and MBZ and all these kings you see who made so-called peace with Israel. They are hated and despised by Almighty Allah. Allah is saying, you haramis, you murtads, you ghaddar, you traitors, you munafiqeen. Stay behind, we don't want you. And chapter 9, verse 46, your name will be written forever for every child in this ummah to know when Gaza and Palestinians needed you, you were bootlicking the Israelis and Americans and so forth and so on. What an indictment forever. Like our people who closed the masajid and mosque and those who went to court, forever it will remain. That stain will remain on you till the day of justice. So these haramis who are not helping Palestinians and so forth, Allah will help them. Chapter 9, verse 46, read about the battle of Tabuk, and it shows us many, many lessons. Inna hadha lahuwal bala'ul mubin. What a big trial that is manifest and so clear. Wafadaynahu bidhibhin azim. And we gave that great ransom, and that is from Jannah, that the ram was brought, the kibsh was brought. And we, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, watarakna alayhi fil akhirin, and we left him. His name, Allah ne chamkadiya, Allah made his name and shine and glitter in the latter nations and generations. O Khalilullah, you are so special, you are so magnificent. We all are indebted to you. We are indebted to your family. Sayyida Hajra radiallahu anha, Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, salamun ala Ibrahim. Peace be upon you, O Ibrahim, Khalilullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah al-Aziz, we will continue tomorrow with that magnificent lesson. And then the second wife, the first wife, but she gave birth afterwards. So in that way, she is the first wife, Sayyida Sarah, but she became a mother, the second one. First the mother was Sayyida Hajra radiallahu anha. Then Sayyida Sarah radiallahu anha became a mother. Miraculously, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, 100 years old, and then she gives birth to Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. That we will discuss tomorrow, insha'Allah al-Aziz. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today in South Africa and most countries, if you're following the Kutu calendar and not the moon Samis, then that is the 25th of Safar 1446. Today, Gaza genocide, you Zionists, you Jutlas, you Jutlis, and all of you Americans and whoever else harami supporting Israel, day number 329. So we're ending the 11th month, and Hamas is still strong, and our resistance movement is still strong. Jihad continues against the enemy. One settler, one bullet. We present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, and globally. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. In Gaza and in the West Bank, 5 Jutla sent to hell and roasted and toasted and being toasted in hell. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. They are masters, crooks. Remember, master liars. So the Israelis, they shot the UN vehicle and personnel. So now they say, no, it's a mistake. The American diplomat said, no, you can't be making this kind of mistakes. No, never mind, you're a good boy. Go and get on fighting. We will keep on giving you millions and billions of dollars and arms and material support and so forth. So who are the biggest terrorists? The whole world has seen America, the biggest terrorist. Europe, the biggest terrorist. And Israel, the illegitimate B, the big B, the biggest harami on earth. The day they started their Zionist movement, the day Israel was established, it is a fraudulent state. And from that day onwards, you must remember, it was established to create the stand, to destabilize the Middle East. And the Kuffar Shias were established by the Jews to cause disunity in the rank and file of between the Arabs. If you don't understand that, then you also belong to as an idiot, you understood. Palestinian commander killed in Zulkarnain, you must remember, Abu Shuja'a. Shuja'a means brave. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Israel continuing their murder, mayhem, chaos, terrorism in West Bank. So where is the international community? Where are the sanctions? Where are the embargoes? Where is apartheid Israel, the settler colonial mentality, the white supremacists and elitists? And you have people, the Borrell, the EU chief, is still mulling and asking, must we still sanction Smotrich? And you must remember Ben-Gvir. So what are you waiting for? Another 11 months? So remember, inshallah, by that time, Israel will be wiped off the surface of this earth, inshallahul aziz. Their soldiers are tired, the countries are tired, the world has seen that there's no democracy in Israel. It is the most immoral party, army, the most immoral army in the world. Let's go to America and see. Now she, you must remember that Harris, Kamala Harris says, I'm mulling, they like that word, I'm thinking, in an interview with CNN, that maybe if I am president the first day, then I will bring down the prices and so forth and so on. And in my cabinet, I'm thinking maybe she's a Democrat, we will take one or two people from the Republicans and give them post in my cabinet, meaning I want to be the president for the whole of America. Whether is Trump the donkey, or whether is Kamala Harris the moron, all morons, both of them, and their deputies also. So remember, nobody can unite America, because Allah has cursed America. You were involved in 70 incursions in different countries. Since World War II, you're supporting the wrong horse, and now you have showed us, the whole Muslim world and people of justice, that who are the real terrorists, and you'll polarize community religiously, ethnically, and in every way. You watch what will happen. I can tell you now, the results will be neck and neck, and then you will see America will disintegrate, inshallahul aziz. 3-day pauses. They say that Israel, the rogue regime, and Hamas have agreed for the polio vaccination for the hundreds and thousands of children in Gaza. So how come the vaccinations can go in so easily, but food, water, medication, basic human needs cannot go on? So this is another ploy. But Yahya Sinwar says, yes, we will agree to that. So he knows that more aid will also come in, inshallah, and it will be starting this week, Sunday. And he, Benjamin Netanyahu, the war criminal, the butcher of Gaza, and the worst prime minister in the history of Israel, as mentioned by Morris. So, Benny Morris, great historian of Israel, according to them, not according to us. Nevertheless, so they say, no ceasefire. Imagine that Israel is holding the world at ransom. No, there will be no ceasefire. Okay, and who is helping them? The big dog. You must remember that. Uncle Sam, America. That's what they are. Dogs and swines, as Quran Kareem says. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ The only nation whom Almighty Allah made into swines and pigs and into monkeys. And this is clearly enshrined in the Quran. For the Jutlas and the Jews, Allah made them swines and monkeys. Chapter 5, verse number 60. Gonzalez says that now she will not submit, you understood, to what they are saying in Venezuela, so she might be arrested by the Maduro government and so forth. So very good arrest her. So, and don't let America and them dictate to you. So there's big problems going in there in Venezuela. F-16 of Ukraine, the first one crashed already. So they say no pilot error. If there's no pilot error, then what it means? Russia shot it to pieces. America, Europe, send more F-16s. Putin is a big haram. He's an old hand in this. Putin, you shoot the hell out of the Americans and the Europeans and the Ukrainians. We support you. We make dua for you. I heard from Imran Khan, your wife is a Muslim. We're making dua. Allah bring you into Islam. We need somebody, Amirul Jaish, commander-in-chief like you. Not all these haramis we got and all these cowards and traitors and murtads we got nowadays. Iran is on the verge of nuclear. I'm hearing that song for the past 10 years. So now they say Iran must just do few things, and that's very good. If Israel can have nuclear, so what crime is Iran committing? Every Muslim country, Arab country should have. Poor Pakistan, so they are the ones only who have nuclear. How come you Muslim countries, you hopeless, useless, impotent Arab regimes, buying soccer players, calling these haramis to come and sing there in Saudi Arabia, calling prostitutes there to the Arab countries and Gulf countries? Is that all you're good for? You can't manufacture one plane also, let alone nuclear. Hopeless, useless, good for nothing, impotent. Allah must destroy you and your wealth and your oil fields also. Allahumma ahlik ala Saud kama ahlakta Ada wa Thamud. The Jutlas, whose family have been called as taken as hostages, they rushing to the Gaza fence. They say, we want to enter right into Gaza. We will liberate our family members if the army and the politicians can't do it. He doesn't want to do it, because once they come home, the hostages, then remember what will happen. Then you will find there will be elections and he loses. So this is a way he stays in power. Trump blowing his trumpet as usual. U.S. will be crypto capital of the world. That's what Trump says if he becomes president. Each one of them will make some hollow promises. Waste of time, because they know the people in America. Masses are asses. I've been twice to America. You go to any house. I didn't see one house there that doesn't have a TV. What you speaking of TV? They will have 4 or 5 TVs. They'll have in the living room. They'll have in the dining room, they live in the kitchen, they live in the bedroom, and here and there. So they're addicted to their TV, and the best part, they believe them. That's the thing, the jokers, remember that. Therefore, they can't think straight and so forth. So now you must remember the Pope. There's no hope for the Pope. He woke up, oh Francis. He, Pope, says pushing back the migrants is a grave sin. Who's going to listen to you, Pope? These people don't believe in sin and so forth. For them, everything is legal. Adam and Eve is legal. Adam and Steve is legal. Madam and Eve is legal. Abortion is legal. Prostitution is legal. So they're haramis. So who's going to listen about grave sin and so forth? Zelensky makes a mockery of the Indian diplomats, remember. He says, you're wasting my time here. Brazil tells Musk that now we're going to block you and ban you. Twitter, X, call it what you want to. Well done, Lulu. I like Lulu. Lulu is the guy who supports, you must remember, Palestinian. And he told them that Israel are a tenpot dictator and they are committing war crimes and many other things, he told them. So he's very good. You must kick him out. He thinks he can kick out whoever is pro-Palestinian. You show him a lesson. So probably from today the ban will come in, or tomorrow. So X and Twitter will be banned in Brazil. Brazil is a crazy country. 200, I've been 5-6 times there. So I was there in Rio, and they're going to play the match in the World Cup, and they thought they're going to win. And then the Emirates airline, when we stopped, they said, the halftime score, you'll understand, 5-0. And they were losing. The people started crying and so forth in the plane. So crazy country, that. So anyway, you get more haramis there than halal children, than legitimate children. You will find more bees there. So everybody is busy, you understand? Premarital, extramarital, and it goes on. Sweden charges two men over Quran burning. Now they woke up, you understand? Must be they want some ties from the Arabs or Muslims and so forth. Everyone got some hidden agenda and sinister motive. Israeli Minister of Education is a failure. Which minister is not a failure in Israel? Everyone is a failure, and it has become totally a liability for the West, and it has become a liability for the world. Hence, Israel must be wiped off the surface of this earth if you want world peace, and American empire must fall. Rain forecast for Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara. Today in Makkah Mukarrama is Sheikh Mahir, and there in Madina Munawwara is Sheikh Ahmad Ali Huzaifi. I was just mulling, I'm using that word, thinking about it, you know. What an honor for Sheikh Huzaifi's wife. Her husband is an imam of Masjid Nabawi for more than 40 years. He's one of the only imams who's got the proper beard. You know, all the others, they trimming, shaving. They took the fatwas of Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah and threw it away. Ibn Taymiyyah said, to trim the beard, cut the beard, all haram. That is what Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah said. Then they forget him. Anyway, so he's got the full proper beard and everything. You must remember, one of the few imams. We get maybe one, two, but majority, their beards are also not right. So anyway, the point I'm making here is Sheikh Huzaifi, more than 40 years imam, there in Masjid Nabawi. Today his son Sheikh Ahmed is going to deliver the khutbah. He'll be listening. His mother will be listening. What an honor that his father and son, both imams. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah gives virtue, merit and greatness to whoever he wishes. Nobody can take that away. And remember 11:22 will be the Adhan, South African time. So 11:25 will be the khutbah, inshallah. We will translate it, so you can make a note of that. Yeah, they are saying this will be very cold. Brrr. Yeah, in South Africa, in most parts and most provinces. And that will be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So many jutlas are leaving Israel. Minimum 1 million, some say 2 million. Israel only has 10 million. So if 1 million, 2 million are gone, it means about 15-20% are leaving or gone already. So they want to expel the Palestinians, but Allah is making it such. Wamakaru, wamakarullah. The jutlas are leaving. That's what we want. Pick up and get out from there, you jutla harami. We don't want you there. You napak, you impure, you're a big harami. So get out from there and do everybody a favor. Our neighboring country, Namibia, big problems there because of drought. Zambia drought, Namibia drought. They're going to kill more than 700 wild animals, and included in that is 83 elephants. Can you imagine? They say there's drought, there's no food, there's no water. So rather we kill them. This is the Western mentality. Instead of telling people to make Tawbah, to repent, and yeah, in South Africa, so many places also there problems. So Ermelo and where that you find there's no real water, rain and so. Turn more and more to Almighty Allah. Astaghfirullah. Wake up the Hajjud time. Wa bil ashari hum yastaghfirun. Wal mustaghfirina bil ashar. Cry to Allah. Suhoor time, Sehri time, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Ya Allah, we are the sinners, we are the transgressors. We are guilty, Ya Allah. Then the politicians and the government. We as Muslims, we are guilty. We did not do our job. We were in a comfort zone. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Allah says you make sincere istighfar. Chapter 71, verses 11, 12, 13. The first thing will happen, Yursili sama alaykum idrara. Allah will send beneficial rain for you. Balfour, I'm born in Heidelberg, Transvaal, Gauteng, and the neighboring town is Balfour, you see, they named it after Lord Balfour. 12 days, 11 days, no power there, the municipality and Eskom fighting. More than 100 million, 120, 130 million. Now imagine, if you're running a smooth government and so forth, so all the municipalities that cannot produce a clean audit, what you do? That you must fire them. But how can you fire them when the ANC from top to bottom is corrupted itself? ANC legacy, whether you like, you don't like, will be from top to bottom. will be ANC, African National Corruption, African National, you must remember, crime, African National crooks, African National, you must remember, cronyism. That is their legacy. You must be an idiot not to see that. And then they're wondering how come they lost the elections in this sense. They didn't get 50% and more and so forth. MK Zuma is winning, not only in KwaZulu-Natal. He pulled it off in Northwest Province. He's pulling it off in others. Imbaba Zuma, the people, they love him. And they jive just like him. I never voted for Zuma, so remember that. But I admire the guy, how he knows how to fool the masses, because the masses are as a Imbaba lo Zuma. I want to meet him. One-to-one, no security, and make him Sulman. You see, then his name would be Jayakub Jumma. Imagine on a Jumma, we make him Sulman. It will be good then, inshallah. So, nikah announcements, any one of you, your sons, daughters, children, grandchildren getting married today, please, please send us your announcements. We won't come there. We just want to practice on the sunnah, a'alinun nikah, 084-786-3132. Junaid Mota, see any nikah announcements coming, then Moana Zahid will announce it, inshallah, today, this morning, between 10 and 10:30. Two I received already. I forwarded it to him. Anybody got? Send it to me, 071-888-1184, and send it to 084-084, all WhatsApp numbers, 084-786-3132, inshallah al-aziz. Okay, there's some sad news coming through South Africa. Our country is a crazy country, you know. It's a big circus run by, I told Ali in Lusaka, Zambia. There's a nice Ali there. He works for Rashid Bhai. So I told him, Ali, you Alibaba or what? So he asked me why. I say, I came out from the bathroom. I see you took all my clothes away. He said, no, you are my guest. You're my mehman. How can I leave your clothes here? I must go wash it. I said, oh, very good. I thought you like Alibaba and the 40 thieves. He started laughing. I told him, in South Africa, we got Alibaba and 400 comedians and crooks in parliament. Not one of them dared to serve the nation, Muslim, non-Muslim, all to serve their pockets. That is the truth, whether you like it or not. So that is our beloved country, slowly, slowly going to the dogs, if you understand, but we can still salvage it, inshallah. We cry, we turn, we beg to Almighty Allah. Hamas has taught the world a lesson. What is Quwwat Imani? The power of Iman, taking on 60 countries on behalf of this ummah who are ghaddar, who are traitors, who are munafikeen, who have left them in the lurch. So that is what has happened. Allah is showing us who are the true believers and who are the real hypocrites and traitors. Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect Masjidul Aqsa, protect all our masajid. So I was telling you from Freinachan, it came through the news, through the wires. There's one brother there, I don't know him, Irfan Dadabai. I believe he sells some sweets or something. Must be a big shot. So he's kidnapped. Allah Jalla Wala bring him back to his family safe and sound. You, the family members, read Alam Nashrah abundantly. Read, ya Jami'u, ya Jami'u. Ya Allah, bring back our father, our brother, our uncle, our son, and bring him back safely. Never lose hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Jima Salim, we have 15 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, are ladies allowed to cut their hair short? Kindly advise, please, Mufti Saab.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the noble Quran, when Iblis, Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan was expelled from Jannah and paradise forever, never to see paradise again, he took various oaths. Surah 4, chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse 119, Wala amurannahum fala yughayyirunna khalqallah. I will command them and they will change the creation of Allah. Look at the Muslim, leave non-Muslim. Look at the Muslim today, majority of Muslim women, instead of keeping long hair, they will cut their hair, haram. And instead of the men keeping beards, they'll shave their beards. So is that permissible? All haram this. And the hadith in Musnad Firdaus of Daylami, the malaika, the angels, they make dua for you. Subhana man zayyana ar-rijala bil-liha wan-nisaa bil-dhawaib. Everlasting glory, perfection for you, Allah. You beautified the men with the beards, and you beautified the women with the long, long hair and plaits. But today this ummah is bamboozled, and it is bombarded by the Western media. So now Bilal thinks like Bali, and Maryam thinks like Mary. I want to cut my hair. We don't know whether it is Eve or Steve. All haram, all this. The only time a lady is allowed to cut her hair is after Hajj and Umrah. All this, I want to please my husband, is all fairy tale talk as far as Islam goes. And the hadith is mentioned in Jami'u Saghir, where Allama Suyuti rahimahullah, is not permissible for a woman to cut her hair.
Mufti Sahab, what are the rules regarding relationship between my husband and his brother's wives? My husband feels he has to talk and socialize because it is his brother's wives and they are family.
Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us al-hammu al-maut. So now you have three brothers, right? We are three brothers, two passed away. Allah give all of them, grant all of them Jannatul Firdaus. So now what happens? The brother has easy access to his brother's house. So now what will happen? Sometime he will go there and his brother is not there, but the brother's wife is there. Now they will start talking, they will start joking. One thing will lead to another and so forth. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's authentic hadith mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, Alham al-maut, that how you fear death. Naturally every person has a fear and aversion for death. So similarly you must fear that. So for what your husband is saying is totally haram. He got no business to be talking to his brother's wife and so forth, and they got no business to be talking with him. Suddenly you will see they're getting so friendly and so forth. He and his brother's wife alone will be going shopping, and then you will see some golfing taking place, and then you will see some pedal taking place, another fitna that started now. So all haram activities, Allah alone knows what pedaling they will be doing. You see that? So all haram, all this.
Mufti Saab, a friend of mine wants to know, her husband gave her jewelry as a wedding gift. They had an argument and he took all the jewelry away a couple of months back. What must she do?
Almighty Allah answers this. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam answers this. Go to Quran Sharif, my sister. Chapter 4, Surah Nisa, the surah chapter dedicated to women, women, plural. And chapter 4, verses 21-22. وَآتَيْتُمْ إِحْدَاهُنَّ قِنْطَارًا. And you, the husbands, you gave your wife al-amwalul kathira, millions and billions. You gave her money, you gave her jewelry, you gave her clothing, and then you took it back while the marriage subsists or after talaq and divorce. فَلَا تَأْخُذُوا مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. You cannot take back 1 cent. You cannot take back 1 piece of material or gold or anything. أَتَأْخُذُونَهُ بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. Are you taking it back and slandering your wife? وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. It's a major, major sin. He, Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Al-A'idu fi hibatihi kal-kalbi ya'udu fi qay'ihi. You have a dog, and the dog vomits, and then goes and licks the vomit. You gave a gift to your wife. Your wife took possession of it. It belongs to her, and now argument ensued. You took back the gold, you took back the silver, you took back the money, you took back whatever. Everything is absolutely haram. You are cursed forever until you give it back to your wife, brother. All this is haram. Nor does the father-in-law, nor does the mother-in-law, nor does the husband or the ex-husband have the right to take back anything from her. Only fi suratin wahida, in one case, and that is khula. Khula is where the wife is guilty. dignity. She does not want to read salat. She doesn't want to dress modestly. She doesn't want to listen and so forth. So the husband is begging her, let's make this home. Hamara kam to jorna hai nakatorna. Our aim is to make the home and not break the home. She says, no, no, this I don't want this marriage and so forth. So in that case, then she returns the mahar, the marital gift and so forth, what they agree on amicably, and then the husband issues the talaq. That is the only istisna, exception to the rule. The rule is for any husband or ex-husband to take back from his wife what he gave, absolutely haram, as enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 4, verses 20, 21, 22. Go and see what Allah says there.
Mufti Sahib, I grew up in a different country with my parents. I got married and moved to South Africa. And if I go for 1 week to my parents' house overseas, do I read my salah full or half?
I am married to my wife. I am from Transvaal, old Transvaal, Gauteng, and she is from KwaZulu-Natal. If she goes back to her parents' place, the lady, so remember, she goes for 2 days, 3 days, weekend, long weekend, so then she must read Qasr Salat, there's no more her home. So remember, when the lady gets married, then who has more rights over her? Hadith Sahih, authentic hadith in Mustadrak Hakim, inna a'adaman nasi haqqan ala rajul, that the person who has the greatest rights over the man, even after they married, is ummuhu, is his beloved mother. وَإِنَّ أَعْذَمَ النَّاسِ حَقًّا عَلَى الْمَرْأَةِ زَوْجُهَا, the person who has the greatest amount of rights after the lady gets married is a husband. He has more rights over her than her than her biological parents. So now, if she, you are from Timbuktu, Mali, or you are from Hong Kong, or you are from, you understand, Dubai or India, and now you are here in South Africa, this is your home. Remember that. You go and visit your parents, and you stay there for 2, 3, 4 days and so forth. So according to the Hanafis, if you're staying there for 14 days and less, you are musafir, you must eat qasr salat there. According to Shafis, Malikis, Hanbalis and them, if you stay there for less than 4 nights, you must read qasr salat. So that is the verdict, my sister.
Mufti Sahib, I'm doing madrasa teachers training. We start exams next week. I'm a slow learner. What can we read for help, please? And Mufti Sahib, can I address you as Dada, as I don't have grandparents?
Very good. You call me Dada, or you call me Nana, or you call me Gamla Mamaji. So, Handu Chale, I understand. Kullu halal, zong ke lungile. I got no objection. You must remember that. You can call me, a lot of people now, they want favors, you see. So, they say that Mufti Eki is my uncle. I became so many people's uncle suddenly. So, people contact me. Your nephew said like this. Your niece said. I said, where? Said, there. I said, subhanAllah. I never knew I have a nephew and a niece there. But I said, never mind, we'll still help you, inshallah, if we can. So you, my sister, my brother, you must remember that you are the person. Sometime exam is coming and you're a slow learner and so forth, meaning you're lacking confidence. Now we have to give you some confidence. Now start reading with me. Make notes now. We will send you the podcast. If you don't get in the podcast, contact Junaid Mota now. 084-786-3132 and tell him, Junaid Mota, I want the podcast. He'll send it to you. Junaid has to organize it, then he sends it to me and so forth. Alhamdulillah. Allah give our Junaid Chinaman. You see, he looks like a China, he smiles like a China, but he looks like he's a Muslim, alhamdulillah. So not a Chinaman that doesn't know Islam. He's a good person, alhamdulillah. So contact him for the podcast, 084-786-3132. So inshallah. Now we want to build your confidence. Come start reading. First one, the dua of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam. He, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, everybody beside 80, 82 people, they all turned against him after 950 years, Quran says. He cried, he petitioned Almighty Allah, Anni maghloobun fantasir. 3 words. Read that, you, my sister, my brother, my daughter, and say, Anni maghloobun fantasir. Chapter 54, verse number 10. You help me, Allah. I'm overpowered, Ya Allah. People say I won't pass, but you make me pass. So you see, Number one. Number two, you got worry, sorry, anxiety. So read chapter 21, verse 87, dua of Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Ya Allah, that you are the one that you helped and assisted Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam in the darkness of the belly of the fish, in the darkness of the ocean, in the darkness of the night. Help me, Ya Allah, Jalla wala, remove my worry and sorry. Don't worry about numbers, just read abundantly. Anni maghloobun fantasir, chapter 54, verse 10. Chapter 21, verse 87. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Ya Allah, my teacher, the people are saying I'm a slow learner, but you, Allah, you are qadir mutlaq, and Ya Allah, you help me. So anni, the dua of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam, chapter 21, verse 83. And what you going to say? Anni masani yadurru. Ya Allah, my memory is weak. Ya Allah, I'm slow in learning. Ya Allah, this calamity has struck me. Anni masani yadurru. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. Whilst you, Ya Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Give our charity, son, daughter, and tell me what happened in the exam. Inshallah. When I started HIFS in 1968, I couldn't read Quran. My Ustad G, in Urdu you say Ustad G, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia told me, you good for nothing, maine aapki walida ka laaj rakha. Just because your mother came here and cried and begged, so I just kept you, but you good for nothing, you can't read Quran, everything. Come, let me teach you now. And he read, Amma yatasaalun. With my Quran, Sharif, where I became Hafiz, I keep that Amma Supara. With Hafizab's red marks. He said, this is Gunna, this is mud. He used to teach me like that. Alhamdulillah, I finished first amongst all of them with Allah's help. Never worry about people. You turn to Allah. Allah will envelope you in His mercy, my brother. Last question, Mawlana.
Mufti Sahab, please advise how to overcome the fear and anxiety during long distance driving. This happened due to an accident 8 years ago, but the fear is still there.
Yes, you must remember today the fancy cars, you know, they got a lot of gadgets nowadays. When you live, I no more drive long trip now. People invite me, I say, Papa, me, I'm an old man now, you must come fetch me, pick me up, or just send a ticket or so, and then we'll come there. So, but I know when I used to drive long trips, you understand, nowadays this fancy cars, suddenly a coffee cups there comes there. You say, time to take a break. Every 2 hours, take a break. You know, automatically it comes there on your dashboard and what have you and so forth. So yes, my brother, so what you want to do now? So we give you one also, Quranic prescription. Read chapter number 3, verse 173. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah Jalla wala is sufficient for us. Allah is the best one to take care of our matters and our affairs. Then the last line of the 17th juz, and that is fa ni'mal mawla wa ni'man nasir. Ya Allah, you are the best helper, you are the most protector. This is waswasa of shaitan. Read all the four quls and so forth. And read the surahs. You must remember, قُلْ يَا الْكَافِرُونَ إِذَا جَاءَ قُلْ Leave the bajada out before you start traveling. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ قُلْ فَلَقْ قُلْ بِالنَّاسِ Allah Jalla Wala will make your journey safe and give out charity. And when evil thoughts come, then read chapter 7, verse 200. فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ Don't forget your nikah announcements, and the khutbah will start at 11:25. South African time, Mahir Mu'aykili today. Let's see what a lullaby khutbah he will give. The lullabies these people, right? So, Jazakallah khair, salamu alaykum.
Mufti Sahab, there's a quick dua here. I'm getting married. What dua must I read?
Read Ya Wadood, do Ya Wadood. Inshallah, husband, wife will give one another lot of dood. And inshallah, read Ya Wadood, do inshallah.
Jazakumullahu khairan.